The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Now it's time to think and discern. This is Bob Burney Live.
Welcome to the 5 o'clock hour of Bob Burney Live. Thank you for joining me. My telephone number is 877 Bob Live, 877-262-5483. Just a quick note, probably most of you do not know that in addition to the daily program that I do here on WRFD, my wife and I have a weekend program sponsored by our ministry, Cross Power Ministries. It's not Bob Burney Live. It's a teaching program that airs on Sundays at 5:30. Now, this time of year, our AM 880 signal goes off the air at 5:30. But you can pick it up on 104.5 FM, which is a 24-hour signal, or you can get it on streaming audio. The reason I bring that up, every Sunday afternoon evening at 5:30, we broadcast a program called Victorious Living Today. Victorious Living Today. And it's teaching. No politics. None. Zero. Zip. Zilch. Nada. Not one word. Not a breath of politics. It is pure Bible teaching to encourage, to deepen, to disciple. This weekend, we're doing a program, a message, Blessings from the Bottom of the Barrel. It's from 1 Kings chapter 17. I hope you'll listen. I don't think that message has ever been more appropriate than right now. So mark it down here on WRFD, 5:30. It's every Sunday, 5:30, but this Sunday in particular, I really encourage you to listen. If you listen normally on AM 880, we sign off at 5:30 until February. February 1st, we go back to 6 o'clock, and we get our full program back. But you can listen on 104.5 FM if you were in the Columbus vicinity. If not, listen on streaming audio. I hope you'll listen. Blessings from the Bottom of the Barrel. It's from Crossfire Ministries. I made you a promise when Donald Trump was elected that every day would not be all Donald Trump all day, every day. Nope. And I kept that promise. When he made news, when he did something that was newsworthy, we talked about it. And I promised you if he did something commendable, I would commend him. If he did something worthy of criticism, I would criticize him. And I think I kept that promise. All right? I'm going to make the same promise about Joe Biden. Now, conservative talk, all right? Most of the conservative talk for the next 4 years, every day, is going to be Joe Biden did this and we don't like it. Joe Biden did this and we don't like it. The left did this and we don't like that. Here's what Kamala Harris said, and we don't like that either. You're going to get that every single day. I say for the next 4 years, I honestly believe Joe Biden will not fulfill his four-year term. I really don't. I think before the next 4 years is up, we're going to have a President Kamala Harris, and that's much more frightening than a President Joe Biden. But if or when she becomes president, same thing. she does something good, I'll commend her. If she does something worthy of criticism, I will criticize. But we're not going to spend all day, every day, talking about politics. I promise you that. When it's appropriate, if there's something newsworthy, if there's something that will impact you, me, my family, your family, your church, my church, then, yeah, we'll talk about it. So I wanted to give that disclaimer as I go into a couple of stories. Things are going to be wild for the next 4 years. Here's the headline. Joe Biden hires 14 executives from big tech firms that banned Trump and pro-life conservatives for 3 years. Well, 2.5 years, we heard collusion, collusion, collusion. Russia, 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 collusion. Russia, 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 collusion. And when the dust settled and after millions and millions and millions of dollars were spent, nothing. There was no collusion. The Russians weren't involved in the election and so forth. And by the way, isn't it funny that in 2016, the Democrats were saying, we can't trust this election. We can't trust this election. It's an illegitimate election. We can't trust this election. The Russians interfered. The Russians got into the voting machines. We can't trust these voting results. Remember that? Fast forward 4 years. If you question the election, you are un-American. Isn't that funny? No, it's not really funny. It's really tragic. But anyway, collusion, collusion, collusion. Oh, yeah. There is collusion between big tech and the liberal left. And I'm talking Facebook. I'm talking Twitter. I'm talking Apple. At least 14 people have already been picked by Joe Biden to serve in his administration. 14 have worked recently for the big tech firms that threw Donald Trump and other social conservatives off the internet. Facebook, Twitter, Google, Amazon. Already 14 individuals who were top executives in the companies that colluded against Donald Trump. And now they're being rewarded. Yeah, if you wanted to get into conspiracy theories, if you want to get into collusion, start just looking for the people that Biden appoints and the people that Biden rewards with high positions and so forth. If you want to see an example of cronyism, just watch the first 100 days of the Biden administration and who is appointed to this and who is appointed to that, and then follow the dollars. One thing about Trump, he didn't need the money. He was a billionaire. He didn't need to pay off people to support him. Biden, on the other hand, needed the money. So Twitter permanently banned Trump. Facebook permanently banned Trump. Snapchat has permanently banned Trump. And what a coincidence that already, and Biden hasn't even been inaugurated, already a bunch of the either current or former executives from those tech corporations are going to be a part of the Biden administration. So surprised. Not. All right. When we come back, I was just talking about who Biden is going to appoint. One of the persons that he has already suggested for appointment should trouble every American. Yeah, her name is Kristen Clark. Hang tight. I'll tell you about her when we return.
today's news, God's Word, and your thoughts. This is Bob Burney Live.
What is a racist? Who is a racist? The classic definition, now Webster changed it just recently because of, you ready for this? Many of you are familiar with the story. One person challenged Webster on their definition of racism and they changed it, if you can believe that. But the classic definition of a racist or racism is the belief in either the superiority or inferiority of a person or a race simply because of the color of their skin. A person is superior or inferior simply because of the color of their skin. So many people have accused Donald Trump of being a racist. That is so baloney, and there's no proof, there's no evidence. Adolf Hitler, he was a racist. The Aryan people, the white people, were superior, and other people were inferior. Margaret Sanger, the founder of Planned Parenthood, she was a racist. She believed that the Negroes were inferior and they shouldn't be allowed to reproduce like everybody else. So let's give them birth control, and if that doesn't work, let's abort their babies. That was what Planned Parenthood was all about. KKK. Racists, they believe that white people are superior. I have had people call this program and say it is impossible for a black person to be racist. Ah, that's baloney. Anybody can be a racist. It is simply the belief that you or someone else is either superior or inferior simply because of the color of your skin. Joe Biden has nominated a clear racist to run the Justice Department Civil Rights Division. Now, I read this, and again, I'm skeptical. I hope I'm objective. And I thought, nah, the stuff that they're writing about this woman, her name is Kristen Clark, can't be. Well, the deeper I dug, I found out that she really does have a racist background. And it goes back to her days at Harvard. When she was at Harvard, she was the president of the Black Students Association, the BSA, the Black Students Association. While she was the president of the Black Students Association, she invited a blatant anti-Semite man who hated Jews to lecture on campus. Just a blatant racist. And she is the one that was responsible for inviting him to campus. And she introduced him and heaped praise on him. His name, Tony Martin. At that time, he was a professor at Wellesley College, and he published a manifesto called The Jewish Onslaught. And again, just incredibly anti-Semitic. In fact, this woman, Kristen Clark, at the time said, "Professor Martin is an intelligent, well-versed black intellectual who bases his information on indisputable fact." So that's a problem. But then, in October 28th of 1994, she wrote a lengthy letter to the Harvard Crimson, which is the student newspaper on the campus of Harvard University. This was October 28th, 1994. It was in response to a book called The Bell Curve. Now, the book The Bell Curve is a racist publication, a racist book that basically said black people will never get ahead because they're inferior. simply because they're black, they are inferior. And again, the book is called The Bell Curve. Well, in response to that, she wrote, and I don't have time to read all of her letter, but she said, in response to those who defend the bell curve, please use the following theories and observations to assist you in your search for truth regarding the true genetic differences between blacks and whites. So, Kristen Clark does believe that there are genetic differences between blacks and whites, but blacks are superior. Quote, Dr. Richard King reveals that the core of the human brain is the locus coeruleus, which is a structure that is black because it contains large amounts of neuromelanin, which is essential for its operation. Number two, black infants sit, stand, crawl, and walk sooner than whites. Three, Carol Barnes notes that human mental processes are controlled by melanin, that same chemical which gives blacks their superior physical and intellectual ability. Four, scientists have revealed that most whites are unable to produce melanin because their pineal glands are often calcification or non-functioning. Pineal calcification rates with Africans are 5 to 15%, Asians 15 to 25%, and European whites 60 to 80%. This is the chemical basis for the cultural differences between blacks and whites. Five, melanin endows blacks with greater mental, physical, and spiritual abilities, which something which cannot be measured based on Eurocentric standards. And she went on. She ends her letter by saying, it's ridiculous. Black people are not asking for political correctness, but truthfulness, fairness, and an end to this abuse. The letter is purporting that genetically black people are superior to whites. That is the classic definition of racism. At least in 1994, Kristen Clark, while a student at Harvard University, could certainly, absolutely, unequivocally be considered a racist. She has been nominated by Joe Biden to run the Justice Department's Civil Rights Division. Now, I wanted to see what Kristen Clark had to say about these accusations. Well, I think you'll find it interesting. I'll tell you what she has to say today when we return.